I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Puckle!
Puckle. Welcome to another exciting episode of your of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch. I have been rusty since I've been out for a week. I took 2 weeks off in February. That is, I think, a record number of weeks I've taken off for this podcast.
It's a short but mighty
short period. Since you got married, maybe.
Honestly, yeah, I think since I got married, I think this is the most time I've taken off. Like yeah, I think you're right, actually, Sigma. That was 8 years ago. Oh my god. But yeah, welcome. This is you have R Sigma here, who you just heard, and you've also got Sublime Manic.
Yes.
I feel like this is a great episode for Sublime and I to be on, because Sublime and I have like the same, I feel like we have the same taste in Pokemon.
Like, yeah,
games.
I think so.
And the same taste of Pokemon games.
Yeah, yeah. I think we rank the same ones towards the top and bottom.
Yeah, yeah. And X and Y, I think, is one of our
favorites.
Some
of my favorites. Yeah. Like, such a good generation. Yeah.
In a tier list, I think X and Y is an A for me.
Like, agree.
Probably A. Like, so I'm very excited to talk about this, just because it's going to be, this episode is going to be all hype. I'm pretty sure. But Pokemon wise, man, guys, my life's been a mess the past month. Oh my gosh. It's just been personal issues, work issues, out the wazoo. But I'm excited because, at least all the work issues had a deadline of February 29th. and we're recording this not in the month of February, which is great.
But there was a leap year. That was fun.
That's something, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. The thing I think about with leap years all the time is the year 2000. Just like thinking about how as a child, we all just go, yeah, that's normal. Turns out having a leap year on a year that ends with two zeros is just not normal. That's not typical, because of the way the Gregorian calendar works. It turns out it's only one out of every 400 years that happens. That's a big deal.
Good for us.
The leap day in year 2000, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm actually getting really hyped for? Talking about calendars. Just
the most exciting topics.
Yeah. Speaking of calendars, something that's really exciting that's happening is the solar eclipse in the U.S. in April.
Our news won't shut up about it, but yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize how close that was. I knew there was one coming that's going to like go right over where I live. Like,
it's
total
like 30-something days until it right now.
Yeah, it's very close, actually. I think I'm actually going to take the day off. I think it's April 8th.
Oh, I'll be busy. No, fine. I'm thinking March 8th. Carry on.
Even then, Sublime, you'd have to like fly out here to see the total eclipse. I think the path of totality is like, there are some sections of Texas that get a path of totality, but then it cuts like right through Ohio.
Oh yeah. They're expecting a million people to visit Ohio based on the news.
Yes. They're actually legitimately worried about the highways being blocked, which honestly is part of the reason I'm thinking about just taking the day off. Not even for the solar eclipse, just to avoid traffic. Because I'm in the path of totality. I just don't want to deal with traffic. So definitely think about that. But yeah, things other than that are great. I've been playing some Pokemon, mostly TCG. I got really stuck on Roaring Moon, man. I'm like really stuck.
Roaring Moon is good.
At least on ladder, it's really good. I don't know if it's really good in tournaments, because I haven't seen any major results out of it. But
it was doing okay right before the big break, because regionals went on like
fair.
A month hiatus for some reason.
I'm also really, I don't know. Every time that I play the TCG, because like I'm not fully committed.
Oh no.
You know, where like I just want to play casually. I always get scared around the time of rotation. Because I'm like, oh man, I really don't want to get on a deck that has E-block cards in it.
And welcome to the life of a Cloth Electrode player.
Yeah, right. And then I think Roaring Moon actually takes a... I don't think the deck itself takes a big hit, but there's some cards in the next set.
It loses Moltres, which kind of sucks, but you know.
Losing Moltres is definitely going to slow it down. I think about Maraidon too. Poor Maraidon. But we'll see. I'm sure there's going to be something else you can do. Instead of Moltres, you could probably get away with like playing Darkrai V-Star or something.
I would assume that, that's fine. Like, it's not as consistent, but it
works. It's not as consistent, but you could do it. Well, we'll see. Well, that's me. I don't want to go on too much. What about you guys? What have you been up to?
I shiny hunted yesterday.
Ooh.
I learned that Igglybuff is an awful shiny and you should never try to find it.
Igglybuff? Yeah, it's not that bad, right? Like, it's not that different.
It's also ugly.
Oh, it's awful. It's a slightly pinker Pokemon. Like, very slightly.
Yeah, it's like not that different.
What a waste.
It's one of those.
What a waste.
Yeah, it's miserable to hunt in Scarlet and Violet.
That's just like half of shinies.
Dude, the shinies that don't change color are the worst, right?
Yeah.
They've been very good as of late. I don't know. They definitely...
I feel like in the last couple of generations, they're much more intentional.
They're much better about it. Granted, Charcadet exists, so, you know.
I think... Well, Charcadet's intentional. I just don't know if it's meant for shiny hunting. I am actually kind of bummed. So, like, they did bring some cool things out of Legends Arceus to bring into the mainline games, especially with a lot of the discourse with the announcement this week of Legends Z to A. I've really come to appreciate the difference between the two franchises now that we know that, like, Legends is a franchise, which is really nice.
Very exciting.
Like, that, the fact that it's just a Legends game is, like, very comforting. And
yes,
I'm very excited to see... I understand why like certain things didn't translate over that a lot of people will complain about, and I think that's okay for them to complain because not every Pokemon game needs to be the same as every Pokemon game, if that makes sense.
Correct. Strong agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, this is like this is a revelation of also kind of getting post Dexit, which is kind of weird, considering if anybody knew me during the time of Dexit, I would not have said this. yeah.
We survived.
Same side.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of getting a lot better about it. I think a lot of it comes with the fact that they've kind of shown off what their whole vision for Pokemon Home is.
I was going to say, backwards compatibility goes a long way.
Backwards compatibility really sold it for me. I'm not going to lie. The fact that like if I catch a Pokemon game, let's say I catch a Pokemon in like Fletchling is semi-confirmed, right?
I would hope so. That is the most Kalos of Kalos Pokemon. Like,
I would assume any Gen 6 Pokemon is available probably in Legends Z-Day.
I believe like 95% of them will be.
I think all of them will be there.
So we'll talk about it in the topic. There are two that I'm like, maybe? I don't know.
But I do see a world in which we get Fletchling. So let's say I catch a Fletchling in Legends Z-Day, newest game. That Fletchling, or Talonflame, or whatever the heck it becomes, can go to Scarlet and Violet. It can go to Sword and Shield, and I can just play with them there. And that's a really cool concept to me. I really like that. Like, the only bummer for the whole situation is that we just don't have all of the Pokemon games that have ever existed attached to the system somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer for, and I want to give Sublime some time here too, but like, it's kind of a bummer that we didn't get Virtual Console games. I'm a little bummed by that.
There's still time.
No, there's certainly still time. I have some theories now.
Like, Nintendo can announce things that are smaller, right? Like,
yeah, I have some thoughts on that, but yeah, I don't know. Sublime, you been up to anything?
A lot in my personal life. I just got a promotion.
Ooh.
Yeah, I applied for
congrats.
A higher role and got it. So I've been doing a lot of fun things. Yeah, with that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Ooh.
And that's been putting all the fun things a little bit on the back burner.
I completely understand.
Yeah, I'm just still having a lot of fun with the Indigo Disc.
Yeah. Dude, Indigo Disc is so solid, though.
Yeah, it really is.
It's so solid. I can't think of a better game. I'm actually very impressed that but with this DLC package, they kind of won up the DLC from Sword and Shield.
They really
do. Yeah, I would say that.
I would say, I in some aspects, the one thing I really
wish
I was
going to say,
was,
I miss a co-op that is like a Dynamax Adventure-like co-op. That's what I miss.
That's not what I miss. What I miss, honestly, is I wish we would have gotten something akin maybe not new legendaries per se, but akin to like the Reggie Drago, Reggie Alecki thing.
Mm. I feel like that's what the paradoxes were supposed to be.
They so. Kind of are. Yeah, they kind of are. Ish. But it, I don't know. It doesn't.
In a way, that's the co-op.
Yeah. Paradox kind of like fell a little flat, I feel like.
Like, that's what I feel like.
They're kind of cool designs. They're like 80 to 90% of the way there, Paradox Pokemon. And there's just like a little something missing.
Mm.
That's my opinion. But yeah. All right. Well, we've got some news to talk about. So let's kick it on over to that news and cue that epic music.
Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in.
Welcome to the news. We've got a few things, and by that I do really mean just a few in the news. First of all, Pokemon Horizons comes out on the Netflix in the US finally after way too long. I think it came out in the UK in December. And yes, it's this,
I believe so.
I know it's this Thursday only because I watched the Avatar The Last Airbender series on Netflix recently. And
how was
now
that?
I'm watching.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, the new one. The new one. Yeah.
How is that?
Oh, man. I want to just to be like a like that person, be like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever. But it's okay.
Like, I've heard mixed results, but like I
it's
think
okay.
people are settling on it. It's fine.
Yeah. No, like it's fine. Like that's how I feel.
I heard a lot of negative things like immediately after it released. And then,
well, I think I
don't know. Some things like that are just always going to draw, you know.
Well, it's just it's like
it's not the original. The original is really good. Like,
it's like it's like Pokemon
high bar, but a different thing. Yeah,
it's like it's just like any really integrated fandom. Those people just get like really, 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 really upset if things are just changed a little bit. Like we get upset when
but
Pokemon
it's a different medium, so you need to change things. Like
yep. And people get really upset. A lot of the minor nitpicks that people were making online, I did not have an issue with. Granted, it's been a long time since I've watched the animated series of Avatar, The Last Airbender. But I was fine with it. My issues were mostly with like some of the editing choices and some of the methods they used to film it more than anything. It becomes very apparent in like the last couple of episodes that they're just like filming most of it in front of a green screen, which is fine. Like that's a budget thing, right?
That is one of the things I saw with him riding around in his little ball of air and crashing. And it's like, this doesn't feel the same.
It does.
You didn't need to make this like this.
You could definitely sense that the soundstage was much smaller than it should have been for like to really show how like large the world is. Like I felt a little claustrophobic at times, but that's fine. Either way, Pokemon Horizons is coming out, and I only noticed because they have an advertisement on Netflix for it now.
Yeah,
To let us know. So it is coming, I guess. Hopefully, I assume there were some like negotiation issues with Netflix that occurred.
And that's I assume Netflix so was like,
we have
an empty week this week. Please push it back.
Yeah.
We need it pushed back.
Yeah, yeah. Also, as announced on Pokemon Day. There's going to be 7-star raids for Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard. Ground-type Venusaur, Steel-type Blastoise, and I believe it is Dragon-type Charizard comes back as well.
Yeah, it's the old Charizard. He's coming back.
He's just coming back. But right now, Venusaur is there in 7-star raids, and it runs through March 5th. So the day after this drops, it's Dover. It can drop Herba Mystica, and it can be easily defeated with a Chestnut and a Hisuian Gudra. And then next is going to be the steel type Blastoise, which immediately follows. And then once again, like I said, Charizard comes back. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You can never have enough Charizard reruns, you know?
Yeah, right.
All reliable. Yeah,
you can never do that. That's fine. I appreciate that they're at least celebrating the OGs, you know, at least they're celebrating the OGs.
Yeah.
I mean, Game Freak came out here and gave the TCG like what 8 printings of Charizard they can make. They only have done 2 so far, but you know.
Oh my god.
All those Terras are available. All those Terras are available.
Oh man.
This year's gonna be Eeveelutions and next year's gonna be Terra Charizards. It's fine.
Again, more Terra Charizards. Here we go. I want a Terra Blastoise. Give me my Terra Blastoise. I hate how long it took just to get like the Blastoise cards from in the Sword and Shield block. Oh well. Who wants to take the Pokemon Go stuff? Who wants to take that and
sure
make somebody's day?
Yeah, we'll make someone's day. All seven of you. The new season's research gives players a Poipole, and the Horizons event runs from the 5th through the 11th. So that's you'll be if you hear this, it's like happening. Probably.
Yeah, just about.
And adds if you're current. And adds Tarkadet and Captain Pikachu to the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, very popular choices. Then there's a Litten Community Day, which will be on the 16th.
Ooh. Get your VGC Littens.
Yeah.
Your VGC. Oh, but you could get them for Go. Yeah, you could do that now. That's terrifying.
Just got to use an ability patch and you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Last up, we have TCG News, where they teased a fighting Terra Greninja.
They did.
In their Pokemon Day image, along with Ogerpon coming, but you know.
Yeah.
We all knew Ogerpon was coming. I didn't know the fighting Greninja.
I'm excited. I like Terras. This is the modern day Delta species that we deserve.
Yeah, I agree.
It is. They have to do a lot to make a stage 2 good, though.
Yes.
As we've seen with Charizard. Charizard might have been a little overdue.
I don't know. I don't know. It's not like Lugia levels good. I don't know. After playing through the Lugia V-Star meta, I feel like anything just can't be overdone that. Like
Lugia
that.
V-Star is coming back, but you know. That's
it fine. Is, but it's not like as good, you know.
It's still coming back.
Yeah.
The stagnation of Lugia is over.
It's back, baby. I love my Lugia.
Lugia's back.
I love my Lugia.
Lugia's back once the new set shows up.
I am excited for that. I am very excited for that. So Puckle news, I will be back on stream this Wednesday after a long hiatus, mostly because I was going to stream this past Wednesday, but I ended up working on a project report until about like 9 PM. So I just didn't have time. But I'm ready now because everything was done at the end of February. So I will be back with the Egglock this Wednesday. So be prepared. And then of course, Claude and Shamu are doing their, Sunday fun day streams where I think they're still doing a Soul Link. But yes, let me see. I think that's about everything. We are going to go ahead and we are going to kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz or Puckle's Poke Prediction, which we don't have this week, which is fine.
No, because that's the entire topic.
That
of the
is
episode.
The entire topic. So
we get it exactly.
Yeah, we are going to go ahead and we are going to kick things on over to our Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Oh, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark from the Dunsparce Gang, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The hosts can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
Welcome to our trivia segment at Poke Quiz. Thank you for that introduction, Mark. We're going to jump right on into it. Our first question this week is going to be from 2Crow48. In Generation 1, what is one condition in which the daycare would not allow a Pokemon to be deposited?
If it was the last Pokemon in your party.
That is true. That if it's the only Pokemon in your party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's technically true. I guess I'll give you that based on the wording of the question.
Thank you.
Was max level one
guys,
of the things?
You guys found the loophole. I'll take that. The answer is actually if it knows any HMs due to HMs not being deletable in that generation.
Oh,
and if it were to level up and learn new attacks, the game like would overwrite the attacks even if they were HMs. And so the way they got around it was just like, if it knows an HM, you can't leave it here.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I'll take that as well. It's the last Pokemon in your party, so.
It sounded like there were multiple things that would stop it, so.
That's very reasonable. You get the point for that. All right. Well, your next question is going to come to you from, this is good. This is actually a Generation 6 question. This is going to be from Car Eternal. when we witness the birth of Mr. Bonding in Oraz, what O power does he give the player?
Oh.
The Bonding O power? Power?
Yeah, what O power does
maybe,
he give?
Maybe, I can't remember.
I feel like it was either, was it catching or was it egg?
I feel like it was egg. I feel like it'd be eggs for Mr. Bonding.
I feel like
Bonding.
That was the last one, but yeah. I don't know.
What's your answer then?
I guess egg.
Yeah, hatching power is correct. Yeah, when you witness the birth of Mr. Bonding, he gives you the hatching power.
See, I remember that being later in the bonding cycle. Yeah, I remember that being later in the bonding cycle.
You guys are crushing it, 2 for 2. Your next question, as always, is going to be your Pokedex entry. And this one is going to come from Chief Pancake. This Pokemon's Violet Pokedex entry reads, its victims suffer an intense chill as the Pokemon siphons their life force away, glaring at them with its bright red eye all the while. Who's that Pokemon?
Okay, so I have two guesses between Dusclops and Dusknoir. I don't know.
I
was thinking Dusclops, too. Just because Dusknoir does have the belly face.
Yeah, so. Dusknoir usually has things talking about its like radio frequencies and all that.
Or like the mouth in its stomach or something like that. Yeah, so Dusclops,
Dusclops, I'll give it to you. I usually just give you Pokemon lines anyway. The answer is actually Dusskull.
Okay. I guess it does only have one red eye.
It does only have one eye. It just like floats between.
The one red eye all the whole area.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it. I'm like, it does have one eye.
Yeah. And then the other entry was going to be from Pokemon Ruby. And it states, it can pass through any wall, no matter how thick it may be. Once this Pokemon chooses a target, it will doggedly pursue the intended victim until the break of dawn. So that's fun.
Yeah. Consistent. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a much less helpful entry.
Yes.
I will say.
That's the one we should have started.
Thank you for that.
We should have started with that one. Not the other one.
I mean, that one tells you it's a ghost.
Yeah. So you guys are 4 for 3. Just crushing it today. This one is going to be your multiple answer question. You get up to 2 points here. This one has, I believe, let's see. There are 4 answers here. I only need 2 of them. No, I want all 4. For every 2 you give me, you'll get a point. I think you guys can suss out the answers here from Toganic. In the Johto Pokemon games, there are only 4 Generation 2 Pokemon used by the Johto gym leaders in the original battles.
That 100% checks out.
What are they?
Yeah. So, Steelix.
Meltank and Steelix are correct, yes.
I believe Piloswine is one of them.
And Kingdra.
Piloswine and Kingdra. That is correct. That is all 4 of them.
See? That was easy.
Piloswine.
Although, wait a minute. Does Morty not have a Mizdravus?
No.
I don't think so. I think he has a bunch of Haunters and Gengars.
Haunter and Gengar.
It's just Haunter and Gengar, yeah. Isn't that wild? Gen 2,
that
guys.
Johto were well-made games. Like,
It's because Johto is seen more as a sequel than it was like a new generation, if that makes sense.
It's like how there's a bunch of new Pokemon you can't get until like the first game.
It's just made to be...
It's a companion.
I have a very good... I have a lot of defense for Johto for a lot of reasons. I have nostalgia glasses for sure, but also I think people over give it too much sometimes.
I mean, giving Bugsy a Pinako wouldn't have been that difficult, right?
No.
Bugsy had a Metapod. Like,
he's like, you know, early.
Like, you could have given a Pineco there.
I don't see the problem with giving like a type that's generally pretty weak.
Faulkner could have had a Hoot Hoot. There's no issue there. But, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
You're not wrong. It's just that these games, I'm pretty sure, were just seen as sequels and not as, you know,
it quite literally is a sequel. Like, it's
They're just meant as sequels with some new Pokemon.
Yeah, like,
they're an expansion pass.
Honestly, yeah, they're more DLC for Gen 1 than they are an actual generation, right?
It's just a DLC bigger than the original.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys are crushing it today. You guys are 7 for, is it 7? Yeah, it's 7 points. You're at, or no, 6 points. You're at 6 for 4. Your last question, as always, is your base stat question. And we are going to give it to you from, I believe, Liger. Liger, the trivia master himself. What grass type Pokemon has the highest base HP stat?
Oh, no.
Tangrowth is a good starting point.
Yeah. Legendary grass types.
Usually not their highest stat. Yeah. Ogrepan, no.
Not Kartana.
What was the HP for Calyrex? 80, never mind, because it loses the grass.
I was going to say, I don't think it matters that much.
Yeah, no. Shaman's just a hunt, no.
Shaman's not great, no.
I feel like it might be Tangrowth, unless we can think of something bulkier.
Right. I mean, we have the hint, if we're not feeling great about it.
I'm feeling like pretty good about it. Wait, what was the...
I'm trying to think of any like paradox Pokemon that were grass. I don't think it's the Iron Leaves, and I'm not sure Brute Bonnet's there. Brute Bonnet could be, but I don't think so. I think it was all attack. It has a lot of attack and defense, but it also has some HP. Any starters like Chestnut?
No, Chestnut. I don't think is a
like any a Chestnut's more attack and defense. I believe.
Yeah, it's attack and defense. Maybe we should just use the hint.
Yeah.
This is a pure type, pure grass type Pokemon from Generation 6.
Gen 6. Oh my.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's Go-Goat.
Go-Goat. Oh, that thing do have high HP, huh?
It does.
It's just so unremarkable.
It's a very boring Pokemon that I'm sure will get something.
Yeah, they need to do something with Go-Goat. Go-Goat is due for something.
Go-Goat is correct. It's got a base HP of 123.
Ooh, maybe it'll get a new form.
Yeah.
We also followed that by that is Amoongus, followed by Brute Bonnet.
Amoongus,
Amoongus at 114, Brute Bonnet at 111, Appleton at 110, and then Hydrapple at 106.
Huh. Wow, there's a lot of things that have passed Tangrowth now.
Yeah, Tangrowth wasn't even on the list.
Yeah. That's good. So let me get you guys that's 7 points for you guys today, which is still very good.
Yeah.
So, I'm content with that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give you guys these points, and it does change up the standings ever so slightly, as always, in our race to 40. Let me go ahead and sort those points. In first place, somehow I messed up the math, and it decided to do it the wrong column.
Good times.
It did all of your names alphabetically.
Well done, Sheets. Well done.
Yeah, right? I'm just asking it to sort, you know? Okay, well, I got it to work upside down, so this works. In first place, we have R Sigma with 19. In second place, we've got Whimsicott with 15. Tied for third, we've got Claude9 and Sublime with 14, followed by Yushiro at 13, Seth Vilo at 8, Linian at 7, and Shark at 6. Everybody else has yet to get on the board. All right, with that, though, guys, we are going to kick it on over to our topic. We have another review from FatPat1988. It slaps. I began listening to the podcast back in Gen 5 right before X and Y released. At the time, it was okay. Fell out of Pokemon for a bit around Gen 7 and only recently came back. I came back to the podcast as well, and I have to say they have really grown into something spectacular. I thoroughly enjoy the structure and content of the show. At this point, in my opinion, it is easily one of the best Pokemon podcasts out there. Well, thank you, FatPat1988. And if you have a review, please drop it wherever you listen to the podcast. We really appreciate it. It helps people find the show. But until next time, let's move on to the topic. Welcome.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the topic. Our topic today is the Pokemon Presents, but mostly Pokemon Legends A to Z. I think we would be remiss not to talk about Pokemon TCG Pocket ever so briefly, just because a lot of people seemed excited about it for reasons that I don't truly understand. Pokemon TCG Pocket being essentially Pokemon TCG Live, but with different rules, and also just card collecting features essentially in it. It's a gateway drug.
It is. You get 2 packs a day.
It's like smoking.
Kind of, yeah.
You get 2 packs a day.
Except this is free and probably okay for your health.
You know, yeah. It's not bad for your health.
I am interested to see how it kind of shakes out when it comes out later this year.
Yeah, why not?
I do really think it's just like an onboarding product, though, for Pokemon TCG. Like, you want to get into the TCG so that we can have 10,000 player tournaments, apparently? Here's your thing.
The tournament size is it's probably something that is a little scary at this point, but...
Oh, it is. I don't know if you saw Orlando. Orlando is almost at like 3,000 Masters.
I think I saw that it's almost 3,000 just Masters, right?
Yeah, for TCG, it's almost 3,000 Masters.
Yeah.
Which is kind of insane. That's insane.
That is such an absurd level, and also...
Like, compared to even just 2 years ago, where the tournament sizes were like 800?
So, part of it, I don't know if this is really that much of it.
Growing so fast.
Yeah, it's scary.
The fact that you can just go and win the regional and you're going to Worlds makes it so it's never not worth it to sign up for a regional now?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Like, that might be part of it. It's not a huge part, I'm sure, but...
No, because I a lot of people...
There is a reason to play.
A lot of people aren't even going for Worlds invites. They're just going to play, right? Like, in a competitive setting.
But now you're, like, never counted out, even if your points aren't that high.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, I want to get to like the creme de la creme, though. I feel like the real big thing to talk about is Pokemon Legends Z to A.
Or I actually had a very good friend call it Pokemon Legends Zaza, so that's what I will now be referring to it as.
Laza. I like calling it Laza. Plaza.
You're gonna go to the plaza in Plaza.
Plaza. I like that. I think that's always, like, the most fun part of, like, a new Pokemon game is, like, what's the community acronym gonna be?
I really wanted Scarlet and Violet to be Scurvy.
Scurvy? I think that one's...
But no one got on board.
I know. We weren't the trendsetters we thought we were.
I know. Scurvy.
I tried to make sure that Sword and Shield was Swish instead of SS.
Yeah, Swish was fun.
Swish was good. I think it comes down to, like, the game has to be recognizable by its own set of acronyms in the combination, but...
Yeah, like Sumo.
Yeah, like Sumo, yeah. I think that's, yeah, I'm very interested to see this game. I kind of called this a while ago, actually, because I'm very excited about this for multiple reasons, not just, like, the Pokemon game itself is going to be very cool, also because we're getting, like, a reestablishment of some sort of patterns in the Pokemon franchise. So that we might be able to actually see what's going on, like in the future. Like we can see by the moves they're making what their future moves might be. Because there was a lot of speculation when Gen 8 came out. Because if you look at all of the fossil Pokemon that were released in the Crown Tundra DLC, we had all of them with the exception of the Gen 4 fossils. And so it was kind of a safe bet to be like, oh man,
Attell,
probably BDSP or something. You know, like BDSP is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time, I did the same thing when we were talking about a month and a half ago about Pokemon Day and what they might release. I was just like, well, you know, Xerneas and Yveltal are missing from Scarlet and Violet. And I think that's kind of a big tell. Furfur is also not available in home, or like on the Switch, I should say. So like going straight to Gen 5 doesn't make any sense. So I'm actually very excited that like that logic worked out to some extent. Now we ended up getting a...
Like, some people could be like, hey, the Tapu aren't here.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we're going to Gen 7. It's like, no, the Tapu aren't here because we can't let Tapu Koko meet the future paradox.
That's true. Those guys will never, well, no, I shouldn't say never. They will.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I think they will meet one day, I'm sure.
They will meet one day, but not until one of these abilities gets a nerf.
Hopefully not today. Yeah.
Until one of these abilities gets a nerf, I think, is the answer to that question. But I don't know.
Like, if they were to introduce Tapu Koko now, I think it might be okay-ish, but they couldn't meet together too soon.
So, I don't know. When I saw that it was, when I watched the trailer, I was very worried that they were just gonna, instead of a mainline game, they were gonna give us some, like, happy home designer equivalent for Pokemon. I don't know about you guys. That's how I felt initially watching the trailer.
I would be okay if those elements exist in the game.
Like Pokemon Happy Home Designer.
Like, I think it would be fun to have having personalized Lumiose cities. That would be cool.
I wonder if that might happen to some extent anyway.
Nice Parisian flat.
I pretty much knew it was like a Gen 6 something as soon as I saw the Furfru model, though, that they had.
That's what gave it away to me, too, because I couldn't tell exactly where we were yet. And then the Furfru showed up, and it's like, okay.
And then it was like, oh, and here's an Aegislash and a Sylveon. And like, it's like, we get it.
It was very much so.
They really wanted to make it clear.
It was very much so a love letter to Gen 6 to some extent.
Yeah.
Because it almost like captured the same feeling too, to some extent, when X and Y came out. Because X and Y was like trying to be this big grandiose game. And it kind of felt like that at the time when it came out, at least to me. This big grandiose adventure.
I think so.
It felt like it for like the first few hours.
It was the first, it was the first 3D models, yeah.
I'm actually pretty excited because I think, yeah, pretty much any Pokemon that's not available on the Switch right now will be available in these games. All of those Pokemon are already available in X and Y anyway.
Yeah, Patrat.
Patrat's going to be there. Pansage, Panseer. I'm very happy it's not a Unova game because if it was a Unova game, Panzap would be far more likely. I'm still holding my breath and hoping that Panzap does not show up.
No, you can't cook with Panzap.
The other big thing before we even like get into like just trying to talk about what we think the game might be or like what's so exciting about it, that I thought is very interesting just from like a logistics perspective is that this is a Pokemon Legends game.
Yes, and it looks like it could be potentially very different from the last Pokemon Legends game.
Potentially, yeah.
Which to me is very exciting just for the series.
A sample size of one means that there are a lot of things that you can like debunk that the series is supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I also think that, I don't know, I'm very excited this Legends one because that means they're going to continue the Legends type of games.
Agree.
And I'm okay with them making them different from one another even. Like, I think Legends Arceus versus Legends Z to A can be two different games. Like, outside of giving us a way to catch Pokemon the way that we caught them, I think, like, maybe there's different reasons to catch, you know, extra Bonsly or extra, I guess in this case, probably like extra Froakie or whatever. Maybe it's not to build the first Pokedex or whatever, like we were in PLA, but maybe for some other reason. Like maybe we need to catch X number of these to help us build a certain new section of the city or something like that.
Yeah, you got to get the timber so they can build the houses. It's fine.
Pretty much something like that.
Maybe you rebuild the city so you just, yeah.
We also don't know what time frame this takes place in, right? Like, is this actually a Pokemon?
No, we don't know.
Unclear.
Is this actually even a Pokemon Legends game in the past?
Like, it could be the future.
It could be the future.
It can't be too far into the past. Yeah, like, because obviously.
I mean, the weird thing about Kalos is that the Legends lore is, like, barely existent.
Yes.
The one bit of lore we have is that Yveltal and Xerneas sleep for 1,000 years, right? And we know when it woke up. So I don't know how they're going to make it into the game.
I think it's very cheeky of them to call this Pokemon Z. I love that they did that.
Yeah, actually, I love it because he's finally getting his moment.
I still believe a Z existed in...
No, it's...
Like, they were...
It's kind of like how Arceus was finally getting his moment. So, like, I'm here for it.
It's one of those things when they did it, I'm not ever very sure until, like, the last maybe 5 or 6 months that the Pokemon company actually listens to the fan base. You know, or they just like go in their own little tower and world and just do whatever they want so that they're not tainted by the fan base. But like seeing that, I'm like, okay, they know we all meme on it.
I believe that they were probably working on it at some point. And there's probably a lot of assets that were left over from when they were working on it and like decided to leave it be because they had to work on Sun and Moon, right?
I also just love that they broke the pattern. I love that it wasn't just like a Telegraph Gen 5 thing.
Like, Gen 2 felt like it could have existed, too.
We don't... You can never just assume you know what they're going to do anymore, and I love that.
As an aside before we continue talking about this, but a lot of Twitter seems to believe for some reason that there might be a game announcement later this year.
I don't think it's a 0% chance, but, like, I don't think it's likely.
Yeah, I don't know. I put it at, like, 5 or 10% in all honesty.
If they were to announce something, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm not expecting it, if that makes sense.
If they announce something, in my opinion, what it should be... Not what it will be, but what it should be is just, especially since we didn't announce it on Pokemon Day or anything, they should just be like, hey, HeartGold SoulSilver got the BDSP treatment.
That would be fine.
I think that's the right way to do it.
The people who were like, they posted this Zekrom shot, and why were they teasing us? It's like, They did that for every region, so I...
They did, actually.
There was no hint here. You were making something out of nothing. Like, now, the fact that after, the day after, they posted the short for Pokemon Black and White, that was just hilarious. I laughed at that.
No, I really love this Pokemon Z to A. I'm very hyped by it. One, because we know Zygarde's getting something, which it kind of needed. It got like a...
Give it its moment.
Its form was disappointing. It's like, here.
It first appeared in, like, its best form in a generation it didn't even premiere in.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, yes.
Zygarde's going to get the story it deserves, which is very exciting.
Yes.
I don't know what the A is. I don't know. Like, the A, people have been...
Legendary Squirrel. Just let it be. It's going to be a legendary squirrel, and we're just going to let it happen.
So everybody keeps saying that the A looks like the ultimate weapon. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
I've seen it. I've seen people compare it. Yeah.
I have so many problems with thinking of it as the ultimate weapon. Like, one, it's got the same...
Again, in Lumio City.
I would like to see a certain Floette get a moment, though.
It depends on what we play, right? Like, we could play in the past with AZ. We could also just get AZ's Floette as, like, a Pokemon in this game, which I think is a cool concept.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping so, yeah.
Which would just be the ultimate, like, Game Freaks definitely seeing our memes.
Ooh, you know what? I wonder if Kojita and AZ are friends. You know, immortal friends. You know, that's just how it is sometimes.
But yeah, I think the A being the ultimate weapon might be a little too either on the nose or not it. Because one, the ultimate weapon isn't in Lumio City.
No, it's in Geosench Town.
Two, when the ultimate weapon opens up, it doesn't look like an A. And when it's folded up, it doesn't exactly look like an A. You know what I mean? Like, Xerneas, Yveltal, and Zygarde very much look like the letters. I do think there's just going to be a fourth legendary. I don't know if it's going to be a squirrel, per se, Sigma.
It wouldn't surprise me, yeah.
It's a squirrel. It's going to be a squirrel. It's going to be a Ratatosker. It's going to be squirrel.
You could say that. I don't know how much I believe you.
I mean, that's just based on what the legends that the other guys are based on, right? That's what we're missing from the World Tree legend is a squirrel. A messenger squirrel.
I am also kind of hyped by this game for a slightly different reason as well. In that, if you look at... Legends Arceus, we got pretty much like all of the Gen 4 Pokemon in Legends Arceus.
Pretty much. Granted, Weavile was a space-time distortion, which was like a cool twist.
Yeah, but we just still got them. Yeah, we got them all. Like, out of the 240 Pokemon that were in there, all of the Gen 4 Pokemon were there, and there's about 110 of those.
Granted, there's like...
Well, if we get like the 250 Pokemon in Legends Z to A, if we get the same number of Pokemon...
Yeah, I was gonna say... The Kalos Dex is not going to all be there because Kalos Dex was like 450. It's like, no, we're going to cut 200 of those out probably.
Yeah, yeah, but but all the Gen 6 Pokemon themselves, I think, will be there. Like the Pokemon introduced in Gen 6 will be there.
Most likely. There's not that many, so it's much easier.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to fit them all in. The only, like I said, the only things that are kind of weird are Xerneas and Yveltal because they're supposed to.
I'm sure they'll have some excuse for them to get like, you know.
Do you have to retcon the story to make it work? Yeah. They're going to have to retcon to get those guys snuck in there, but
maybe I'm not super worried about it. Because again, this could be happening in the future or something like that as well.
Make whatever bullshit excuse you. Sorry. Make whatever excuse you want.
They will retcon it somehow, I'm sure.
Or it could be like an alternate like timeline or who knows.
Yeah, I'm not super worried about it.
I'm not pressed. I don't really care too much. Like, I assume they'll be in.
I think Xerneas and Yveltal will be there, just in the same way Regigigas was available in PLA, but Registeel, Regirock, and Regice weren't. Yeah,
without the Regis, yeah.
I think they will all be available.
Yeah, they'll probably figure something out for them. I'm looking forward to the mythicals being available too.
Oh yeah, I think they will demythicalize the three of them. I think all three of them will be demythicalized in some way or another.
Trying to remember. Like, Hoopa's the only one that maybe doesn't, but Diancie and Volcanion should be there.
Well, Diancie's not even mythical, right? No. Or was it? Oh, yeah.
No, Diancie's mythical. I think it would also be very easy for us to make the... I wouldn't be surprised if there was a way for them to also make Magearna available in this as well.
You know what? That makes perfect sense.
Oh, because it's related to Volcanion in the movies, yeah.
That makes perfect sense. I think it's the perfect setting for that.
To some extent, yeah. There's a good chance Magearna makes it in as well.
Would love to see those demythicalized, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we should have a ton of demythicalized Pokemon. All mythical Pokemon, at least in, like, the old sense.
No more mythics. We're past that, I would like to hope.
That's what I said, too.
Like, Petrarun...
I mean, Petrarun has a long-lasting event, at least.
Petrarun is essentially a mythical. I'm okay with it being the way it is.
Like, it's demythicalized already because it's not a temporary event for the time being, so...
This is the way to do mythicals, I think, is the way that Petrarun is done. Those minor things. One, there's two more things that I'd like to hit on in this discussion, only because I think they're both really exciting.
I can think of one of those things. I'm curious what the other one is.
Yeah, well, the first is a criticism that I've seen online that I don't think people can quite wrap their heads around. And it's a common... The retort is a common criticism I see of the Pokemon community. But so the game is mostly confirmed to just take place in Lumio City. It's just all in Lumio City.
I love that. And I assume we'll get a much bigger scale of Lumio City.
Yes. See, I think that's the thing that people can't wrap their heads around, like in the Pokemon community, is that you could, like, if you've played Grand Theft Auto or honestly any like Spider-Man.
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, like the cities are huge, and we can probably catch Pokemon in the city, which would be really sweet, and that's something we've never done in the Pokemon game before, but we know happens in the Pokemon world based on the anime. I think it'd be really cool to have that part of an adventure. It also, because it's a redevelopment plan for the city, this might be based on like the Paris redevelopment plan, by the way, which happened, I believe, in the mid-1800s.
Yeah, it was around the time of the World Fair. Linian shared that with me. But he thinks that's when it's going to be set. It's a good theory.
That I kind of agree with that. The only thing that makes me iffy is just that the trailer showed people in more modern dress. Like, but it's also still sketches, so that could be misleading in and of itself.
Right. Like, I think people are sometimes taking too much out of this neon aesthetic in the trailer, and I'm like, it's very concept arty. Let it go.
Yep. No, I agree with you. Well, people are also like really just hung up on this concept of like the future and the past, like ever since Scarlet and Violet came out, and they just won't let it go. But that's a whole other thing. I was in a text group actually with my friends. Hi, Ryan. We were talking about it, and he's just like, what does it mean that there's no Gen 5 game? I go, what it means is that you're not going to get one. So just get over it and stop asking.
It's like, wait a few years. Don't worry. It'll show up eventually.
You'll get it. Calm down. Like, one of my favorites because it's Snivy's original. I'm like, it'll happen. I'm good.
Snivy is one of the big speculated starters right now.
And so. I'm on board with that.
Just because it feels like French and it's like, yeah, that's fair.
Yes, there's that chateau in Kalos with the Superior on the gates in gold.
I think we'll get a lot of cool Pokemon. Like, what do you think the starters will be? What do you think the starters will be? Like, I think we can process of elimination this sound. But yeah, go ahead, Sigma.
Yeah, I've heard Piplup a lot as well because it's Empoleon. I'm like, wait, what's the Japanese name? And it turns out it's Bonaparte. So, you know what? It works.
I see Superior and Empoleon. The fire gets a little harder.
Superior and Piplup, I both understand. The fire's hard. Fire's hard. I don't know what to expect for fire.
Charmander. We're getting a new Charizard.
Yeah, Mega Charizard Z, 100%.
No, that's Mega Charizard Z. That's
yeah, right. Yeah.
Love that. I'm hoping we'll get some new ones, too. If this is set in the past, they could explore, yeah.
I wonder if all the Pokemon who have Mega Evolutions are actually going to be there.
I don't expect them all.
I don't expect them all to be there because Rayquaza exists.
That's a lot, to be fair. Like, that's a lot to bring back.
My expectation is that having Megas in this also means that they'll be in Gen 10, because that's what Hisui did.
Is it?
That's what Legends Arceus did. Where everything was transferable.
But Mega Stones are what makes that happen, so the item might not be transferable.
Or everything new was transferable. No, the item might not be, but I expect...
There weren't held items in Legends Arceus.
That could change, also.
There also weren't held items in Let's Go, and Megas existed, so...
I wonder if we're just going to transition to more of a Let's Go model of Mega Evolution. That's kind of where I was going with that.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Like, oh no, there's no abilities, but the abilities will happen in Gen 10, is my expectation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll have abilities. If Megas...
Like, the Megas are going to show up in Gen 10, and that's where all of the Megas make it back, I guess.
I would love that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh man, if all the Megas can make it back in Gen 10, that would love it. Like, what a love letter to the community.
That's what my expectation is. I don't think all the Megas are going to be in.
I don't either.
Like, I think they understand, like, how hype Megas are for the community.
But I think they'll definitely put a good number in, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 for sure. I think...
I mean, there's going to be new ones, too, right? Like...
Maybe one or two. I don't know how many. It depends, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if...
I was going to say, I would expect the Kalos starters to get one.
The Kalos starters themselves, maybe. I would be interested to see... People are saying that the starters, like the Hisuian, or not the Hisuian starters, but like whatever the Lumio City starters are.
I think that's a reasonable expectation as well.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
I would rather just get regionals, if that makes sense. Like, I would just rather get regionals.
You know what? Give them both. Give them both.
Yeah, they're going to get regional forms, so that's all that's important.
I think it's just really hype to give them regional. Like, that's very hype to me.
I agree. I'm excited about the thought of that. Finally, a Dragon Grass. Superior, maybe, perhaps.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, nothing like dropping Draco meteors with your superior.
Yeah, Draco meteor. Oh, that would be so much better. Yes, please, please. It deserves it.
No longer will you be walled by Kyurem.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Leaf Storm and Draco meteor.
Yeah, I mean, Mega's coming back, though, is, like, very hype. Like, I'm very...
It's very exciting. Like, we all know that was the first and, like, the favored,
It felt very much like the...
This is the game we deserve.
It felt like when they showed off the Mega Symbol for Pokemon Go, except you knew it was in a game that you wanted to play. And it felt really good.
Even if Megas don't make it to Gen 10, I think this is still very nice to have in...
Oh yeah, I'm very happy that they're coming back.
I don't know. I hear a lot of people complain that Megas were like the worst mechanic.
Who are these wrong people? Gigantamax was just a couple years ago. Like, really?
I could give you names of prominent members in the community.
Especially when Z-moves exist.
Terra's good, but I think Terra's too cutesy. I feel like Mega Evolution is just like...
I love the crystal aesthetic, though. I really do love the crystal aesthetic.
I was going to say, I like Terra. I would have been okay if Terra Stylization showed back up in Gen 10.
It's a really solid one. It's great for competitive. Like, yeah.
It's a solid mechanic that's easy to transfer. Yeah.
I like Megas, though. I just like them. It's such a cool...
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at a game with Megas and Terra types.
And Terra. Yeah, I know.
You can just use one or the other, you know. I don't say, well, you know, we had Z-moves in Mega. Why not?
Yeah, I know. We should... I really do wish we could get a game where, like, the mechanics are just there. Like, we could forget about Dynamax, but, like if the mechanics are all there, I think it's fine. Like, especially from, like, a gameplay perspective, you can balance that in that... You can only use one of these things per battle.
Yeah, you can make it where you can only use one or the other, yeah.
Like, the Mega Stone prevents the Terra Orb to work or something. Like,
well, that's kind of what they did. Well, they had, like, similar-ish lore in...
Or it could just be a competitive rule and not matter if you're just doing your own thing. Yeah.
That's what they did with Mega Rayquazo.
Yeah, no, I agree with you because, like, I think the... emphasis that the community has on, like, the way Game Freak wants to balance competitive is, well, if Game Freak is doing that, I think Game Freak might actually be wrong in that case. I think from, like, a pure fun gameplay feel good perspective, just let me do it, right? Like, just let me do it. I think that's probably my opinion. just let me do whatever and let me use any mechanic that I want because I think it's very fun. Don't limit my options. Just let me have a blast, you know, sending out my Mega Blastoise.
Roar.
Yeah, that's what I miss. I think we'll get a good chunk of those Pokemon back that can Mega Evolve. Like, at least the iconic ones we'll get. Like, Rayquaza probably won't be there, but...
I expect more than just the... Yeah, like, I expect a pretty solid amount, frankly.
I could see the Hoenn starters not making it. Kanto starters, I could see making it.
Oh, the Kanto starters will absolutely make it.
Hoenn starters, probably not.
Yeah, you could definitely squeeze in more than one generation's starters.
The Kanto starters, I think, will make it just because they're such iconic Megas.
They are iconic Kalos Pokemon, somehow.
They really are, you know? Like, Kalos did give you two starters.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing how much Kanto starters get when they're not in Kanto. And yet, when we go to Kanto, they get nothing.
I mean, why shouldn't they? Pikachu gets to be everywhere, and they're just as, you know, they've been there the whole time.
I'm very excited about it, though. I am very, very excited.
I'm excited. I'm honestly really excited for the setting, too.
Also, the 2025 release date is...
I think it's nice. I'm just also wondering if it's just, like, January again.
Yeah, if it's early or late. That's
because I don't know that I see a world where they announce a game that's going to come out like almost 2 years later.
I can see it being like a May title because it doesn't matter when it comes out. It can come out whenever.
I do find it very odd, though, that they come out like they're coming out in 2025. They did not give us any gameplay trailers or gameplay footage, which I also found interesting.
Yeah, that's why I don't expect it to be January again. But
yeah, I compared this trailer to the Pokemon Legends Arceus trailer earlier this week, just to kind of see like what was the difference between these two announcements, right? To be fair, the Legends Arceus trailer has to do a lot more lifting because it's a new franchise, essentially.
It's a new concept. Yeah.
So, I mean, we got gameplay. They even showed us who the starters were then as well. Bunch of other stuff, like on Pokemon Day. They showed us a lot of things in Pokemon Legends Arceus. And this one, we got very little. We got almost nothing.
We know Dragonite's coming back. Let's go. Maybe this time. Maybe this time it'll finally get that Mega.
Could be. Could be.
I want Dragonite-ite. Dragonite-ite. Here we go.
Mega Dragonite. Let's go. Dragonite.
Dragonite-tight.
Dragonite-ite. Here we go. Yeah, exactly. Somebody on Twitter actually had a very good concept for Pokemon Mega Evolution where they're just like, you can kind of make it like Dynamax where like some Pokemon get special forms, but others just get, you know, like a generic power buff.
The 100 boost?
Yeah. Just get a generic power boost of some sort, which I think would be interesting as well as like a way to bring back Megas, but... I'm also wondering if it is in the past, if we get more like, you know, Hisuian type regionals, which are some of the more frustrating Pokemon, I believe, in existence. But does Scyther get a new evolution?
It's finally time for Donphan to evolve, despite getting two new forms this gen.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get anything like that. But it would be interesting to see if any like forgotten Pokemon get it. It would be interesting to see. I don't know who I would put on that list, but we'll see. Very minor thing I want to bring up, by the way, in the Pokemon Presents, there were a bunch of unknown floating around. They were misspelling things on purpose because the number of people that are just like, at the end, they spell like S-O-E-Y-U-E. And people are just like, that's going to be the name of Kalos before.
It's like, no, I think it was like, see you later.
It was just see you later. But they misspelled it because they were misspelling words the entire present.
Let it go. Like, they just wanted the font.
I noticed it when it was supposed to say Pokemon Presents, but it, like, misspelled.
Pokemon Presents, but they messed up the spelling there, too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying that they did that, but it's also funny. Like, they should have reorganized themselves, but...
I think they were trying to make a joke about Z to A.
Oh, that would...
I think they were trying to make a pun for that, but it didn't land quite right.
Because not enough people can read unknown to begin with, so, you know.
Yeah, I just don't think it landed quite right. But the number of people that are just like, I'm pretty sure this is going to be what Kalos is called. I'm like, you're wrong.
No, it's just going to be called Lumio City, you know.
You're in Lumios, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll call it Lumio City, but I'm sure the...
We can't assume just because they did one, like, we did it one time. There's been one Legends game. Do not, yeah, like...
No, and this could be completely different. I don't expect the same battle mechanics to come back, right?
Probably not, no. I think it'll have a different thing.
No, there's not going to be, like... I don't expect Swift or Powerful style back.
No, in fact, maybe it'll just do Megas instead, and I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I honestly don't expect there to be much difference in probably, like, the main game styles. I feel like eventually what's going to happen with the Legends games and the mainline games is we're going to reach some sort of convergence. Where they just become almost identical.
Where there is multiplayer battles in the Legends game?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's necessary, though, to have multi-battles in a Legends game, though.
I don't know either, but, like, maybe one day that happens.
But, I mean, obviously, like, the action-adventure aspect that people really liked in Legends Arceus, as long as that comes back, I think we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll be fine. But I think, yeah, I'm excited to just play Pokemon Grand Theft Auto, which I assume this is going to be very much like.
Honestly, yes. Honestly, yes.
Plus, Go-Goat's going to be a ride Pokemon. How great is that?
100%. Oh, maybe it'll be good somehow. You never know.
Maybe it'll be good somehow.
Speaking of candidates for a Mega Evolution, Go-Goat. Or Evolution for Go-Goat.
I mean, you could even do post-Gen 6 Pokemon, right? That could use a Mega Evolution.
Completely.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think you could even look at that. Like, there could be a Gen 7 Pokemon, like Mudsdale or something, that could use a Mega.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very interesting to see. It would also be very cool to like have interaction with the AZ outside of the Pokemon X and Y game.
Yeah. You get to meet young Ramos if it's in the past.
Honestly, that would be iconic.
Well, it can't be, it's not going to be that close to his age. It would be funny though.
We don't know how old he is. He could be like 150.
Diantha's probably just a young child, you know?
Young Ramos. That's all we need.
The biggest meme would be if, like, there's a text option when you talk to him and it says, like, who are you, you know? that would be a deep cut Puckle meme. It's just like, who are you? I'm Ramos. That would be funny. I don't think he's that old, but I do appreciate, I doubt it, but.
We don't need Pokemon to have a, like, hyper-realistic timeline to real life either.
So I've covered everything that I personally want to cover. I don't know if there's anything I missed that you guys really want to chit-chat about the game.
It's weird. The shelf life of Scarlet and Violet competitive is looking like it's going to be very long.
I'm okay with that. I don't know. Like, we hit a point where it's too much anyway, right? I'm just really shocked by the lack of thought into into just like more DLC. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In my perfect Pokemon world, to give them more time, because I can't imagine DLC is as time intensive as a new game. And maybe I'm wrong. But in my thought process, what you do is you release the game. The next year, you release some DLC. The year after that, maybe you release some DLC. Then you do a Legends game slash a remake. That speaking of that, by the way, I have another point, but I think you do that and then you just do the next gen. It's 4 years, right? You give yourself 4 years a cycle instead of 3 years. I think a 4 year cycle.
I like a 4 year cycle. A 4 year cycle is healthy.
Give yourself some breathing room. We are okay with it.
I think 4 year cycle is better than a 3 year cycle. Mm-hmm. The one thing I think is interesting with this, because I think BDSP and PLA played off each other very well.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
This is just in one city, so I guess I don't care about the areas as much as I did in PLA and comparing them to BDSP, but I am interested. We're probably not seeing an X and Y remake alongside this, but I'm interested if that's going to affect this at all, like in terms of my enjoyment. Maybe not, but
I don't expect it to, because like I feel like piece for piece remake of like Black and White would be fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
X and Y is one of those games where it would have needed like an Oras style remake to work out.
You're not wrong. Well, the thing is, like, we're getting close to this, right? Like, let's assume that they're still doing the thing where they skip every other gen for a true remake.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, in Gen 10, so this would probably be, you know, in the ballpark of 2026, 2027, we get a Black and White remake. We will get an X and Y remake, you know, in like 2030. Like that's kind of the ballpark for
it. It's one where they do need to touch it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's too soon still anyway. Like, it's fine.
It's more about accessibility, right? Like, eventually the 3DS carts do die. And,
eventually, but it's going to be a very long time. That's a very long time.
I think the Oras carts were, some of them were dying already, but.
It's still a very long time.
That's beside the point. But, yeah, eventually you do want it available. But since it was available digitally for so long,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not as big of a deal as, like, the DS games.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping they just kind of do Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Like, we just get that again.
Heart Gold, Soul Silver, and I don't know how they'll do Black and White and Black and White 2. That's the big curiosity for me. Clearly, they didn't want to answer that question yet either.
Maybe they don't want to answer that question, which is why they just said it. It's like, you know what? We'll come back to that. Go to Lumios.
We got this Pokemon Z stuff we were working on years ago. Let's finish that. It's fine.
Yeah, I think that's everything I wanted to talk about. Well, we're excited. I hope we get more news soon. We probably won't, but yeah, exciting. Until then, though, guys, we're going to kick it on over to our Pokemon of the episode. We'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Pokemon of the episode.
Welcome to our Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National X number 673. Go-Goat, the mountain Pokemon.
These Pokemon live in herds in mountainous places. The victor in their contests of clashing horns will become the leader of the herd.
I cannot.
That's what you heard.
Yeah, I know. I can't read today. It's the
mountain. Mountainous places is right there.
It should be. It should be. I love actually the Scarlet and Violet Dex image. Like, it's pretty good actually. Go-Goat's actually, like, surprisingly not bad. Like, stat-wise, it's just type-wise, it's grass, so.
Turns out, you can't do much with monograss.
Yeah, they did
something else going for you.
Well, so,
it's
like.
It's definitely so, starting from behind.
So, it's got like, the 531 base stat total, but they did the thing where they, like, unoptimized it, if that makes sense. Where, yeah. Like, 123 HP is great, 100 attack is okay, but they also give it 97 special attack, which is, like, okay, but why?
It's a surfer.
It has surf for what reasons though? Like,
because it's a traversal Pokemon. It needs to go across the
man,
water.
It gives
actually,
so
that
many,
makes perfect sense. It is the mount. That makes sense. It's all terrain Go-Goat.
Man, dude, its move pool is actually like really decent though. Trailblaze,
another type.
Bulldoze, Aerial Ace for type coverage. Let's see. It gets
Rock Slide, Earthquake,
Brick Break, Play Rough. Wow. A Surf.
You have Leaf Storm since you actually have like a special attack that can be used.
And Grassy Glide.
Yeah, if only it could set its own terrain.
Yeah,
this would have been a perfect Pokemon to give grassy terrain to.
Actually, you're not wrong. I think this one could have done it. But Sapsipper's not a bad ability though either.
Sapsipper is not bad.
I mean, it has
a
spare ability
grass type, it's
though.
A lot less compelling.
Like, yeah. It has a spare ability. You can give it a new ability.
What's Grass Pelt? I've never actually seen this.
If it's in grassy terrain, it gets a defense boost.
That's kind of cool.
It's a signature ability.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but that means you're running two grass Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two mono grass Pokemon, even.
Man, it's a Pokemon. Like, they did this before terrains, like, really took off, because terrains used to be, like, such a mechanic. Like,
well, this is when they introduced terrains, right?
Yeah, Gen 6, they introduced terrains. Terrains were of the same... In Gen 6, when terrains were introduced, they were the same level as, like, the pledge moves in terms of how useful they could be, in my mind.
I think they were a little below that. They were kind of trash.
No!
They were kind of trash. Also, Psychic didn't exist when they first showed up, I think.
No. I don't remember.
I think Psychic was added in Gen 7.
There definitely weren't all four.
Yeah, let me look. Now I'm curious.
I know Electric was there. Electric and Grass had to be there.
Electric and Grass. Dragon might have been. I can't remember.
I think Misty might have been there, but I don't think Psychic was.
The mechanic was introduced in Generation 6. I don't see anything about one of them being done later.
I feel like Psychic Terrain did not exist until Tapu Lele.
Well, did Terrain really exist until the Tapu showed up, though? You know?
No, it didn't.
Just because it's there doesn't mean it's there.
I'm going to look this up right now. Psychic Terrain. I feel like Psychic Terrain existed.
Psychic Terrain was actually kind of useful since it blocked.
No, Psychic Terrain, the move didn't show up until Gen 7. You are correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You are correct. Yeah, so Psychic Terrain wasn't a thing. So it would have just been maybe like Misty, Electric.
Misty, Grass, and Electric.
Let me look up to make sure that Misty Terrain actually exists. I could see that a world in which Misty Terrain did not exist.
I think that just one did, yeah.
Because that one's a little different from the other two.
Misty Terrain was Gen 6.
Electric
yes,
and Grass are similar, so.
Yeah. Interesting. I think Psychic
Terrain
was...
generation that added fairies. So.
They were also trying to, like, nerf priority in Gen 7, like, really bad, so I believe this.
Like, when Dark got immunity to it.
Yeah. Priority, they were trying, and then, like, Serena was introduced. Like, it's a whole thing.
I mean, it's correct to do.
Yes.
Especially in the generation you introduce Incineroar, but
yes. But Go-Goat. Go-Goat's our Pokemon of the episode. It's
a Pokemon.
It has TCG cards. None of them are good, but it has them. I looked at all of them, and none of them like were amazing. I think the best one was like from Crimson Invasion, like way back when. And I was looking at it, and I'm like, this one would have been good if there was ever a grass deck that was good. I guess like Tapu Bulu Vikavolt was a deck back then.
It was. I remember playing that deck.
I like that deck. That was one of my favorite decks.
I really enjoyed that deck.
Yeah. And Tapu Bulu Vikavolt probably would have hated to play against this Go-Goat, which had Sapsipper, which let it do 80 more damage to your opponent's Grass-type Pokemon. And it had a Horn Leech ability, or a Horn Leech attack for Grass and two colorless, which isn't great, but that was back when DCE still existed. So you could potentially get this running, and I guess that would be like 160 damage. I forget how much HP the Tapu Bulu GX had.
I feel like it was 180.
I feel like you are not 80 wrong.
80 or 70?
It's yeah. 80 or 70.
I know Tabu Lele was 170, so.
So, like, maybe you could have done this with, like, a belt or a band or whatever it was back then, and you might have been able to get around it. It was 180.
Yep.
It was 180. So maybe you would have been able to KO with the Go-Goat. Would that have been worth it? Maybe to a Go-Goat fan, Mark. And that's about it.
otherwise, Go-Goat just kind of chills and pee you.
Yeah. Oh, it's not very good. Yeah. It's not very
really,
good.
It's really, really bad.
It needs something. Like, this is one of those Pokemon that needs something.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a perfect candidate for, like, grassy terrain. It could be a lesser top or a lesser, Rillaboom for when you don't want to bear it, when you don't want to bring Rillaboom back, even though it's a starter, so we're always stuck with it, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, no, we're not, based on Gen 8.
That's fair.
Based on Gen
Rillaboom.
8.
Rillaboom's just like a better Go-Goat, and that's
it is. It is. That's the unfortunate part, right?
Rillaboom's just what Go-Goat wants to be.
I think that's the problem
that's why
of like.
We need to help it.
I think that's the problem with a lot of monotype Pokemon, is that like there's just another one that's probably better.
Yeah, Rillaboom does everything Go-Goat wishes it could do.
There's probably one that's just better. Like, because
good
like,
news for.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, good news for Go-Goat is now that Duraludon has an evolution, Go-Goat
could
be in line.
This is your time.
You could be the next Archaludon. Believe in yourself, buddy.
I legitimately.
Hey, why not?
I see in Pokemon Legends Z to A this being our version of Weirdeer. Is just this Go-Goat. Just Go-Goat.
Hey, yeah.
I mean, that's what we know of Lumio City. Ride on Go-Goat to get around. That is.
You don't even ride on it to go around. You ride on it to, like, get a cutscene. Like,
I was going
to
say, it's slower than, I think it's slower than walking in
most
cases.
It is. No, like, X and Y has, like, a couple things that they try to start, but they just did not perfect yet. and Ride Pokemon is one of them.
I think riding on the Skiddo was fun, though.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Yeah.
Skiddo is fast. Go-Goat is not.
No, it feels like when you go to, like, a touristy location in real life, and they're just like, oh, we've got one of those, like, cool horse-drawn carriages. And you get in that, and you're just like, wow, this is way less exciting than I would hope it would be.
You just watch all the people walking past
you. Yeah, exactly.
You're trying to get to where you're going. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so disappointing.
It's one of those moments where you realize why we invented cars. Like, it's just
Did Ramos's team even have a Go-Goat on it?
I feel like he had to have. Okay, now I have to look this up because
Go-Goat walked so that Rev-Room could drive.
Ramos. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Ramos, what does your team have on it? It does have a Go-Goat, thank God.
Okay. I'm happy to hear that after that
earlier. Right?
There's a Weepin' Bell. I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a Jumpluff, Weepinbell, and Go-Goat.
Wow.
That is just
That
sad.
Is a Gen 2 level team there.
Yeah, that is. Tell me about it.
I mean, Go-Goat has stats. They just aren't. It's still a Go-Goat, though.
It's still a Go-Goat. It is still a Go-Goat. Yeah, they shafted him. Yeah, Ramos, man, you have, like, nothing ever. I am excited to see if we get anything from the if we get anything about the gym leaders or more ancestors, that'd be really cool.
I mean, we have Wolfric's ancestor from
Arceus already. I did like the ancestors, and especially like the non-confirmation.
The ancestors were super cool. Yeah,
I appreciate the non-confirmations as well, honestly. But yeah, I don't know what else to say about Go-Goat other than it's not great. I guess it's sitting in PU. So if you want to play with other bad Pokemon, I guess you can do that.
Hey, I think Charizard's down there too.
Is Charizard actually down in PU? Now I need to go look. Man, I could believe you actually though, because like PU.
Another
is,
reason to bring back Magus. Yeah.
PU. Here we go. Charizard isn't PU. You are correct. Decidueye's also down there, so you probably shouldn't be playing with Go-Goat. The Pokemon with strategies does not include Go-Goat. Go-Goat is down in the section of like, yeah, you can try.
No,
Go-Goat's actually in ZU. It's not even in PU.
Oh wow. I saw the thing for. Oh, that's so sad.
Go-Goat's actually in ZU.
I'm not surprised at all because is Shaymin down there too, or is Shaymin PU?
Shaymin is ZU. Shaymin is ZU. So you just run Shaymin and not Go-Goat.
Like that. There is no reason to run Go-Goat over Shaymin.
Yeah, no, there is none. This tier of ZU, to give you the caliber of Pokemon that are available, Avalug, the Hisuian Avalug, have fun with that. You also have Knacklestack.
Oh, I had the top 10 from last month.
Yeah.
Shaymin is number one, then Electros, Basculin, Magneton. Why is Magneton down here? That's sad. Pyroar.
Oh, that's
Orthworm, yeah. Swalot, Sneasel, Medicham, and Komala.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's so sad.
What's really poor sad is seeing that the Fire Tauros is in PU, so Go-Goat's not going anywhere there.
Poor Go-Goat.
Why is Hoopa in PU? What happened?
Give Go-Goat something, yeah.
What happened? PL
Zaza, that's the moment. Give
Actually,
Go-Goat something.
What happened to Snorlax? Snorlax is in PU too. What?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to this game. I don't know what happened to this game.
Yeah.
Pokemon, what happened to you?
What happened?
But yeah, that is Go-Goat. I'm going to leave it there. And we are going to go ahead and we are going to kick it on over to our mailbag.
It's mail time! Send in your emails!
Mail! Welcome to the mailbag. This is the part of the show where you send us emails at pucklepodcast@gmail.com and we read them on the show. We typically have a question. Last week we asked you what you thought of the Pokemon Presents, and I am ready for your responses. There were a lot of them. We're going to get to a few of those today. But before we begin, this segment of the show is brought to you by the energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves!
As always, we'll give out the Green Tauros badge to anybody who inspires good conversation or we just feel good about when we're done. All right, so our first email this week is going to be from Tim. Good day and hello, Thatch and co-host. Longtime listener, first time emailer. My thoughts on the Pokemon Presents, it was pretty underwhelming, but there's some good things to look forward to. While it had the usual boring Go, Cafe Remix, Unite, Master Sleep updates that we're all expecting, I hate that there were five things in that bunch of just like...
I may have skipped over it, and I may not have felt bad.
I think TCG Pocket and Legends Z to A were the highlights. Despite having zero interest in the TCG, to the point where I will skip ahead 5 minutes if you guys start talking about it in the intro. Wow. Thanks for making me feel good about myself. Pocket does look interesting, and I think it'll start a whole new generation of players who just like collecting and looking at the pretty cards. Similar to how there are a lot of gold players who don't really engage with any other elements of the franchise. I think that's exactly what they're going for, by the way. I think that's exactly what they're going for. The first thing I thought when seeing Lumio City and the Legend Z to A logo, apart from the yes, was Thatch will be really ecstatic about this. I'm glad like I struck a chord with so many people, because like you weren't the only one that said this. Like there were a few people that did that in the Discord this week. Legends Arceus is one of my favorite games in the series, with Gen 5 being my favorite. And although we didn't get the Gen 2/Gen 5 remakes like most people were expecting, the unknown were misleading. I think a return to Kalos will give it the love it needed when it missed a third version back on the 3DS. Two things I'm wishing for at this stage, abilities in the game, so Megas just aren't 100 plus based out reskins like in Let's Go, and the ability to transfer Furfru trims to home to destroy the Furfru economy currently plaguing that app.
Yes, destroy it.
No, we...
Tear it down!
You are correct, actually. Like, this is... I didn't touch on this a lot, but you are absolutely correct. Cheers, everyone, and have a good day.
Thanks, Tim.
It's just like how the Viviana Academy was destroyed.
I very much look forward to this, yes. All right. Well, thank you for that, Tim. Our next email is going to be from the British Gent.
Hello, Thatch Sublime and R Sigma. I do hope that the week has been good to you, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts from the presents. Overall, this presents was okay for me. I'm glad to hear they are taking extra time with the new game. We flew over all the different mobile game updates. It felt like this lasted 2 minutes. With no one talking over the video telling us about them, it all kind of felt a little rushed. We then had a video about the new TCG Pocket app. Yes, this felt like it was stretched out as much as possible. I'm sure they showed us opening a packet of cards 8 times or so, just from a different camera point.
You're not wrong, though.
Or is it just me thinking this? No, clearly not.
Pack available.
Don't get me wrong, the immersive artwork on it looks amazing, and I'm glad to see that it adds a smaller version of the TCG game onto it. I just have a bad feeling that this won't last very long. Collecting cards on the app and playing the game is on it is great, but if I was a TCG player, I would want to be playing the game properly on it with the cards I own. Yet isn't there already something to do this on, or am I getting it confused with TCG Live? No, you're right. This is just a different thing. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely correct. This already exists. It's already on your phone. I think the problem they're going to have is that it's going to be very hard to, like, the number of people that are going to try to download the Pokemon TCG Pocket app are going to download the Live app and not understand.
Yeah, little concerning, but I...
Like, there's definitely a branding issue here that is Wii U level.
We're going from the 3DS to the Switch for Lumio City. I don't know about you, but I got lost just in the 3DS version. So looking forward, I believe, and I kind of hope it's only going to get worse with all the extra added detail and streets added to it. I do have an idea that comes to mind thinking about the new Legends game. Seeing as it's going to be set just in one city, I think we have just tested out possible part of the game in the latest Scarlet and Violet DLC.
I guess, yeah, if you think about the... Because, like, there could be catacombs as well, right? We didn't touch on that as much, because Paris has catacombs.
Oh, that's true. That could be a whole that could be a whole region, yeah.
And that could be, like, biomes under the ground as well itself. And, yeah, there's a bunch of things that could be happening here.
And we probably won't know about it for another 6 months.
Nope. Everyone's just going to be speculating wildly.
6 months. I think 6 months is very bold of you. I guess it's March. Yes. No, I
assume, like, August, maybe, if we're lucky.
August is my prediction as well at the earliest.
I don't expect anything till August at the earliest. So yeah.
If like the Switch 2 rumors are actually real, which I don't know, I've been hearing these things for the past 4 years, I wouldn't be surprised if they showed that off as a potential title for the Switch 2 in terms of like backwards compatibility or a game that has enhanced gameplay on the Switch 2.
How does the idea of controlling a Pokemon around the city and solving puzzles sound? I don't mean all the time, but throwing out a member of your party to go and climb a wall to reach a clue or to move a huge stone. The Let's Go feature could have been the test for the new game. It's been spoken about before that things like this happen from one game to another. I do think it is extremely wishful thinking on my behalf. So let's take that idea with a pinch, a rather large spoonful of salt. I know we didn't get any news for the Switch in the presents for this year, but I do think we might get. But do you think we might get any news later on in the year for SV to keep us playing the game? It's going to feel like a long time to wait for the Legends game. They can always rerun them, especially if it's going to come out in November 2025. I don't know that it'll be November is the thing.
So, this is why I said there should be This is why there should be DLC. I think we're going to get a random type of mythical thing that happens this year, though. Yeah, I think we're going to get something small with a mythical this year. I really actually believe that. This announcement also, I made a comment back when we reviewed the epilogue in January. I'm never going to call that the epilogue of Scarlet and Violet. I believe that is the epilogue of the Treasures of Area Zero. So I believe there might still be more game to come if they really, really want to. It's kind of open-ended. So I think you could always do more. But thanks for that, British gent. Our last one this week is going to be from Nico.
Slick, good morning, Buckle Group. Looks like that really does have an uncle that works at Game Freak. For real, though, congrats on reading the clues and predicting Kalos. I'm so excited. Kalos has returned. Even though I'd love a glimpse of the rolling French countryside and the rocky coasts of the region, I'm certainly content with only Lumio City. And, of course, I'm ecstatic about the return of my perfect son, Heliolisk.
Oh, Heliolisk is coming back.
Heliolisk is cool. Such a goofy little lizard. Just to be clear, I know Heliolisk was not in the trailer, but I think it's fair to assume the full Kalos decks will return, all 70 of them. So, here are my hopes for Heliolisk. 1. I'd love Plazah.
Plazah!
Plazah!
Plazah! Bring back abilities. My one fear is the absence of abilities will make my special child less special. Abilities not only help bring complexity and strategy to a battle, but they give a Pokemon personality. And part of that, what makes Heliolisk fun, is that they're weather-sensitive solar panels. 2. Speaking of solar panels, I'd love to see Heliolisk used as a power source in-game. Pokedex entries have stated Heliolisk can power skyscrapers. If this game takes place at the dawn of the electrical age, it would be interesting to see a world without accessible energy electricity. Imagine if only wealthy people in Lumios have light bulbs and their houses are personally powered by the family pet Heliolisk. 3. I hope Heliolisk does not get a Mega, because Mega Evolution is painful, and I'd hate to see that happen to my poor child. That is something we didn't mention, is that Sun and Moon tried to make us not want a Mega Evolve Pokemon, and now we're getting it back. Huh. Wait, we skipped one. No, like numbering-wise, we...
Oh, he did skip one, yeah.
I'm confused. Anyway, 4. I hope it can run on water in the overworld. This is very specific, but I need to see it. I'll be so happy. Even if none of this happens, I'll still be glad to get a Pokedex entry. It's always fun to learn a new thing about your favorite Pokemon. Hopefully my Heliolisk-focused rant wasn't too unhinged, but I just can't get over how happy I am to get the best Pokemon back. As a final, totally unrelated question, which Pokemon do you think could have a regional form evolution based on a Guillotine? Because France.
I hope none of them.
Duraludon Guillotine Edition.
Duraludon.
I have no clue either. So, anyway, happy belated Pokemon Day. I look forward to wild speculation all the way into 2025. Stay cool, Puckle Gang. Nico.
Well, thank you for that, Nico. That is going to be it for the emails this week. I honestly think British Gent gets the badge.
Agree.
Sure.
British Gent, you get that badge. But yeah, thank you to everybody for writing in. We will ask you guys next week what you think of Pokemon Legend Z to A. I'm excited to see what you guys...
Plaza.
What you think of Plaza?
Plaza.
Both the name and the game. or the things that we didn't touch on that you think might be included in the game. Or maybe things we missed and our speculation's invalid. Tell us in the email at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. But if you want to keep up with us throughout the week, you could do so in a number of ways. First of all, you can go to our Discord at pucklediscord.com. You can go ahead and follow us over on social media, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You can go ahead and follow us at Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. Follow us over on YouTube, youtube.com/pucklepodcast. And of course, you can help support the show by either going to trollandtoad.com and using code PucklePod5 at checkout to buy yourself some cardboard. That new set's coming out, I think. Is it the end of this month? Yeah, Temporal Force is coming out.
End of the month, yeah. Yeah. I think the Battle Pass on TCG Live has like less than 3 weeks now. So,
and then of course you can always go ahead and you can support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast, where we give out some free new shows, and we also give out we're doing merch. Our first merch drop is this month. Actually, I'm very excited for the T-shirt. Next month we're gonna actually kick off the TCG mat. So that's exciting. New Puckle TCG mat. So with that said, though, guys. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Sorry for those of you who were on the Patreon and you didn't get any new episodes this month. I've been absolutely slammed, and I apologize much in advance, but I appreciate your support. We're going to make sure we get you all those shows this month. Until next time, though, guys, I have been Trainer Thatch.
I remain Sublime.
And I've been our Sigma.
And here in the Lavender Town closing, here in the Lavender Tower Radio Tower, it's closing time.
Flip side.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.